Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. What a roller coaster we have gone on today, stemming from last night. The Eagles had to open practice last night. Great time, but we did have an injury to a core piece of the offensive line. At first, we thought it was a minor injury. Then we thought it was a serious injury. And now we have good news again. So I will break all of that down for you guys. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast. Bring the show to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Landon Dickerson, man, that boy knows how to put a scare at us, but it looks like he will be okay. So, to break down the entire scene, Landon Dickerson went down last night on the field during open practice with what we thought was maybe an ankle injury, knee injury. We weren't really sure. He went down on a rep, and he later tried to walk it off, couldn't put any pressure on his leg, and then had to be carted off. And then we all know, all of us look into it too much. You know, Landon wasn't riding on the back of the cart. He was riding on the front. So we didn't think it was too serious. So we had some signs of optimism. Watching it back, you know, some videos were going around that fans had taken. It looked like that maybe Mailata had stepped on him or something like that had happened. So we were like, okay, like my educated guess at the time was a ankle sprain of some sort. I thought that maybe he had a high ankle sprain or maybe something like that. There was also some people saying that I saw a theory going around that Jahad Campbell like bull rushed him and his recklessness got him injured and all this, and people took that and ran with it, and now people were mad at Jahad Campbell. I just want to set the record straight and say that didn't happen. Has Jahad been a little wild in practice? Yes. Was he the cause of Landon Dickerson's injury? Certainly not. I don't know why that story started going around. Jahad got like passed off to Mailata from Dickerson. Like Jahad wasn't even involved when he went down, so don't know how that rumor started going around. So let's not yell at Jahad about this. It's not his fault. So we wake up this morning. All of us are waiting news. Schefter tweets that he has a meniscus injury in his right knee with a diagnosis yet to be determined, with a recovery and timeline yet to be determined. So a lot of us, especially here in Philadelphia, who's been dealing with meniscus stories with Embiid all these years, we think of the worst case scenario and we're like, oh my God, what's going to happen with Dickerson? How much time is he going to miss? Lord, and you know, we're all thinking about the worst case scenarios. Now we're not doctors over here, you know, certainly not a doctor, but in the history of like knee and meniscus injuries, from what we know, a recovery for a meniscus injury, you know, depending on the treatment and all that stuff, a trim, which is like the best case scenario, I guess, typically takes 4 to 6 weeks for NFL players to return. A full repair for a meniscus takes 3 to 6 months or longer, and that would have Landon Dickerson out of action
for much longer. I know a lot of us feel like as long as he's ready for the playoffs, I think that's all we really care about. The Eagles can get by with the patch job at the offensive line, but you really need Dickerson in there. He makes a lot of things work along that offensive line, and the Eagles would drastically have to change their game plan, the playbook, all that stuff if Dickerson is out of the lineup, especially with the amount of, you know, especially with as much as the Eagles rely on the run game. But then Schefter comes out with another report saying that we avoided the worst case disaster, thankfully, for Landon Dickerson. He is going to have a minor surgery this week, will be considered week to week afterwards, and the goal as of now is to have him ready for the season opener against the Dallas Cowboys. So we went from thinking it was an ankle sprain to, oh my God, he might be done for most of the year, to now he might play for the season opener. So a myriad of emotions and everything we had to deal with today with Landon Dickerson. And we can't, I mean, we say this all the time. We said this a lot during the playoff run last year when he played through injury. His toughness cannot be understated. It's becoming a hallmark now for Landon Dickerson and the things he puts himself through. And meniscus injuries are not easy. You know, we're average human beings. Like, a meniscus would take us out for probably a year. And for Landon Dickerson to have surgery and to turn around and be ready in 4 weeks, less than 4 weeks really, and play in the season opener would be miraculous to see. Now, I'm in the camp that believes that they shouldn't rush him back. Like, they can probably get, you know, if they can play without him for the Dallas game to make sure that he's 100%, I would prefer that route of action, have him ready for the Chiefs game. Even if he has to miss the first month of the season, I'd rather have that and have him 100% than try to have rushing back too early. He's playing at 70, 75% health, and then he's at a higher risk of getting injured again. I don't want to be in that situation. Get him healthy, get him ready. We already got good news. Let's not push our luck. Let's make sure he's ready and get him back for the stretch run of the season. But if he's healthy and he's 100% and he's like, I'm good to go for Dallas, who am I? Who am I to tell him no? So, but it is good that we avoided the worst case disaster, because we're already like, man, without Landon, what's the situation going to be? Like, we're thinking that Tyler Steen, who has basically won the right guard job, he's going to have to switch to left guard now. We're going to be seeing a lot of Matt Pryor, who's been taking like second team reps with the at right guard. Are we going to see more Trevor Keegan? Is Kenyon Green going to have to make a push now? Like, all of the situations we were thinking of to try and like patch up this offensive line that's already, that would already have one new part with Becton gone, and now you would have two new parts starting week one. And moving Steen around and plug and play, it would definitely be, they'd have some work to do over the next few weeks. But it'll be interesting to see what they do in camp along the offensive line while Dickerson is out. And we'll see how they, you know, play this following surgery. But week to week is a hell of a is a hell of a status after what we thought was going to be months on the bench. So we take what we can get here. So very good news on the Landon Dickerson front. But a fun practice overall last night. You saw some fun things for everyone that was able to make it out. Good to see you guys. I've had some friends who tried to get in, didn't get in until like halfway through practice because the traffic was so insane with the Chris Brown situation. I warned y'all in the last episode. Don't yell at me, but I tried to tell y'all how nuts it was going to be in the city. But a fun overall practice. Really good touchdown pass from Jalen Hurts to Devontae Smith. Got the crowd fired up. It was about 20, 25 yards. Looked like Hurts looked off the safety at first and then found Devontae in the end zone. Devontae beat Cooper DeJean on like a slow-go route. A lot of people are saying DeJean getting caught up there. But DeJean played as good coverage as you can really play on that, and it is Devontae Smith. But then again, Quinyon had Devontae in check for a lot of the night. I mean, on slants, like Devontae maybe got free on a couple slants. But other than that, Quinyon wasn't having it with Devontae Smith. AJ was limited yesterday. He tried to make it back for that practice, but didn't really do 11 on 11s or anything like that. So Devontae was de facto WR1 in practice, and Quinyon said, "Oh nah, you're not putting on a show on me. Not in this practice. Not with all these fans here. I'm not about to get beat. We're not gonna have videos of people beating me out here and calling me washed and calling me mid and all this." Quinyon wasn't having none of that. So good showing from Quinyon. Fun touchdown from Devontae Smith. Jahan Campbell flashed all over the place. He put Cam, now this goes back to recklessness thing, he put Cam on his ass on a play. I don't think it was over the top. I think he just shoved him to the ground and went for the tackle. But that caught a lot of eyes as well. Jahan Dotson, really nice catch along the sideline. I tweeted it out last night. Little toe drag action along the sideline. So big year, big flashes looking for Jahan Dotson. But a fun overall practice. You were there. I don't have to break down the whole thing. You guys were there. Just a fun little show. The Eagles are back in action tomorrow. Today was an off day. So good news on Landon. We'll get back to work tomorrow. Just wanted to get up here and give y'all the good news. Thank you guys very much for listening to this shortened edition of the Philly Pod. Be sure to follow on all social media platforms over at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the show. Follow me on all social media platforms at the Philly Pod as well. I'll catch you guys tomorrow as we break down into the practice session. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, guys. Until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.